The event drew a diverse crowd of people, Muslims and non-Muslims of all ages, packed into the lecture hall at Monona Terrace. The discussion was sponsored by the Medina Community Center, one of Dane County's three mosques. It focused on two things: educating the community about Islam and uniting around the common enemy of extremist groups like ISIS. Masood Akhtar is an advisor to the Muslim community in Madison and helped organize the event. He says finding common ground between Muslims and non-Muslims was one of the panel's main goals.
So in America, we should not create an environment of fear. We should all be saying, we are all here together. Let's figure this out, what really needs to be done, and continue working towards that.
He says it's important to understand the difference between Islam, the religion, and Muslims, the people who follow it.
We are doctors, nurses, engineers, professors, scientists, entrepreneurs, industrialists, and most importantly, our youth from all around the globe. So literally, we are your good neighbors, we are your good friends, and we are your co-workers.
So many people were eager to participate in the discussion that a 100-person overflow room was opened up, and even then, not everyone made it in. Akhtar said he was not expecting such a huge amount of support.
I was overwhelmed what I found out.
Leaders like Madison Mayor Paul Soglin and U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan spoke out against anti-Muslim rhetoric from media, politicians, and presidential candidates alike. The speakers singled out Donald Trump, who said he wants to prevent Muslims from entering the United States. Former Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold, who's running for his old seat, says he thinks this kind of speech is unproductive.
It's insulting and out of touch, and it distracts from our common goal. Our common goal is discrediting and eliminating ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and offshoot groups like Al-Shabaab. We all share that.
Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan says he's concerned that the media's depiction of the Muslim community creates hurtful stereotypes. But he says community dialogues are a step in the right direction.
So although I am very troubled with what I see in the media and what we are dealing with at a national level, I am happy to be here because this is the conversation that starts us moving forward.
Law enforcement officials spoke out against discrimination based on religion. U.S. Attorney John Vaudrey says one of his goals is to prosecute hate crimes, including those against Muslim Americans.
I talk about hate crimes that are committed by cowards. It takes a coward to deface a mosque or to spray a synagogue when nobody is there. It takes a coward to attack somebody for their race, their religion, or their country of origin.
Local Imam Sheikh Al-Haji Jallo says he hopes non-Muslims who attended the event will continue to engage with the Islamic community.
Like, by knowing us, they will be comfortable and will start building the trust. So that's the reason why we started this. And it's just the beginning, and we're looking forward to do more programs that will bring us together.
The organizers of the discussion say they hope to host similar events in the future. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Bridget Bowden.